T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of course, it's an F-off Friday. It's a football Friday, and we get to the lead. Kevin Stefanski was asked about Dylan Gabriel and the Browns' struggles on offense on the coach's show last night.
You know, big picture, young quarterbacks are going to have, you know, struggles at times in a game, could be a quarter, whatever it is. And obviously, you hope with these young guys that they're all continuing to get better. And I know the quarterback position gets magnified in that discussion as well. But you're trying to just stack days, you're trying to stack games on top of each other. And I think there's been some really good moments. I think there's things that we can do better around him. And again, I put that on me and the coaches and certainly his teammates, where we can support him. And then when it's there, we got to trust that he'll let it rip, and we'll come away with that play that we're just not making at this moment. You're kicking yourself because it's one thing here and then it's one thing there where it's just stopping you from hitting those shots. They're there. They will continue to be there. But we have to do our job.
I just still remain shocked that he spoke this way. We've just been around Stefanski for so many years. We've seen how he talks. He typically just doesn't speak this way about a quarterback. He's not wrong. I don't know how often the shots are really there. It seems like to me they're there. But, this was pretty alarming.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I called out two plays in – actually, no, five of his 18 throws in the Miami game, a game that most people thought it was pretty good. But I called five of those plays out. We had multiple interceptions against New England, and there were a couple more plays there. Like, the truth is, Dylan is not going to take 10 shots down the field a game, right? Mm-hmm. And in fairness, there might be three or four available right now for him to take. With those four shots he might take, he just can't turn the ball over. And he just needs to make the plays when they're there. That's the whole point of a system quarterback, is he makes the plays that are there when they're there.
Yeah.
And if you can't even – that's like the bare minimum for a quarterback like Dylan. And then, like 3 months, you know, 3 years in, we should be screaming, throw the ball down the field more, right?
Yeah.
We shouldn't be saying, like, hey, dude, make the obvious play because it's right there for you.
I mean, I do like the idea, and maybe this is something I should have touched on earlier. Like, if you want your guy to succeed, and if he is your guy, I like him putting the public pressure on him, but I also like him outlining exactly what he needs to see from Dylan in order to make him keep the job, essentially. Like, he's telling you the answers to the test. You're failing the test so far, but he's telling you the answers, not to pass this. You just need to be better and take advantage of the shots down the field.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen a lot of time where the locker room is communicating on behalf of Kevin, and Kevin's kind of communicating through the media. And I think this week we heard Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller go strongly to bat for Dylan Gabriel. And when I heard it, to me, it wasn't about Dylan, it was about Kevin, right? They know their coach really believes in Dylan, and they want to go ahead and support their head coach. And just in case he's feeling pressure from the organization to go elsewhere at quarterback. And I think this was Kevin having their back. This was Kevin saying, you know, I love Dylan, but there are plays there. He's got to be better. And so I think it's actually been an interesting kind of dance to watch players and Kevin kind of talk about this situation. Because the truth is, I don't think this year, at its best with Dylan, I don't think you're scoring 30 points a game.
No.
I think 21 points a game is well within reach. Three touchdowns a game is well within reach with what you've got and what's available or what's been available in the four starts Dylan started.
More from Kevin Stefanski on the Coach's Show as he said the team can't hide from their 2-6 record.
Yeah, I hope they're taking a break and getting their breath and getting ready for the final nine games of this regular season where we have to play our best. You know, obviously, you've heard it said before, in sports, you are what your record says you are. And we own that. We acknowledge it. It's so easy to look at your record and say, you know, and play the blame game. We have nine games left. We have more than half of our season left. Our guys have the right attitude, have the right mentality that we're going to move forward and fix this thing together.
On that last line, time will tell. The Jets game's a great opportunity to get right. This is just, I mean, granted, they did just win, but like that could be the Jets win this year. So this is a great opportunity for a get right game. And listen, if you don't make trades at the deadline, if you stand pat, there are things that just playing together and staying healthy or getting healthy can change. Young players can play better. Young wide receivers can learn their positions better. You might be able to get more opportunities down the field if those guys are open. By the way, the offensive line. Cam Robinson's in game four here. Jack Conklin's only played, I want to say, about three straight games. The offensive line might not be a top 10 offensive line this year, but it could be top 16 if you continue to go in the right direction. So I think there's a lot to be improved upon. I think there are things that can just naturally get better, even if I'm cynical about maybe the ceiling of Dylan Gabriel.
Well, you just got to make sure they don't just lay down and die, you know? Don't just wave the white flag on the season. Actually seem like there's some coaching's happening. You know, like you're actually getting better in some of the areas that you're talking about.
Can I tell you a thing that scares the living crap out of me, though?
On Halloween, it's fitting, yeah?
The Schlesinger injury. Losing the green dot is really, it reminds me of in 2014. Everybody talks about the impact of going from Brian Hoyer to Johnny Manziel. Fair. Johnny was booty cheeks. They also lost Alex Mack after 11 games. And John Greco tried his damnedest. It had a gigantic impact losing your communicator, the focal point, the literal center of your offensive line. I feel the same way about the green dot on the defensive line. And Jim Schwartz's defense puts that on the middle linebacker.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, this is where the offense really has to get good in a hurry, because it wouldn't surprise me if the defense regressed without Schlesinger.
I do think they're in a better spot than what I would have said before the season, though, for this to happen, because Devin Bush has been awesome this year, and I've always liked Diabate. I feel like he's just one of those players that's, he's very solid. We don't talk about him enough.
Yeah.
I think he's just very solid. So I feel like we're in a better spot than what I, if you would have told me this would have happened a few weeks ago, maybe I would have scoffed at it, but the way Bush, he's playing out of his mind right now, and so I feel like you're in a much better position to handle this than maybe we all initially would have thought.
Can I tell you why I think that's a double strike for you? Is because now you're moving Devin out of the position that he's dominated
that he's
on.
Been strong in.
To now move him to middle linebacker, where I think he's a little light to be a middle linebacker, and giving him the green dot. That's the only thing I'd say is I think Devin's been great this year, but now you're taking him out of a position of comfort.
Yeah, no doubt.
Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network said that being fired wouldn't be the worst thing to happen to Kevin Stefanski this year.
If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I want to get fired by the Cleveland Browns. I don't want to be back next season. He'll get a job somewhere else. He's a good coach. He's won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. But this is a miserable situation right now. You have a really damn good defense. But offensively, Dylan Gabriel's not going to be the answer. Jerry Jeudy is vastly overrated. And this offense doesn't have much to offer. And you're sitting there, and every week you got to get asked about Shedeur Sanders, who, quite frankly, I would just rip off the Band-Aid and play him. But that's not what the Cleveland Browns are going to do. If I'm Stefanski, I'm saying, hey, I won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. I think someone will hire me, and you could go get a better job. Because even with a lot of jobs that are going to open up, there is a place that you could land that probably instantly you already have it better in that place than where you have it right now in Cleveland.
I don't know. A lot of the jobs that open up, they open up because they're not very good jobs to begin with anyway. Like does Zach Gelb think the Titans job is going to be better? Because I personally don't think it is. And like another side of this that just bothers me as I listen to it, Nick, is the idea that Stefanski is going to bed every night thinking like, man, do I have it miserable? This stinks. Like, I don't think he feels that way because I believe in his heart of hearts, he thinks he can take any quarterback and mold them into the piece of clay to be awesome and to be great. And with Dylan Gabriel, I just don't see him running from that as a challenge. I feel like, if anything, he'd look at Dylan Gabriel, a guy that he was high on in the pre-draft process, and think to himself, okay, I can get him there because of his own perceived greatness of how he thinks of himself.
Would it surprise you, though, if Kevin already had buyer's remorse on Dylan? Because it wouldn't surprise me.
So that's the term Lima used earlier today, the buyer's remorse term. And I thought a lot about it today because I was like, did he make a mistake? Yeah, I think he made a mistake, but it still lives within that context of, if I think in his heart of hearts he believes he's Kyle Shanahan, then at no part would he be waving the white flag on who Dylan Gabriel is. Not quite yet. He might be blaming the lack of other talent around him, might be blaming some of the other things, but I just don't think he's there yet.
I mean, if you're looking around and you're Kevin Stefanski and you see teams that are probably going to have the number one pick or might be able to draft a Fernando Mendoza or maybe even have a veteran quarterback already like Tua Tagovailoa, I can understand if Kevin was like, oh, those jobs are better because there's a clearer path to the quarterback, or they've already got a quarterback I want to work with.
Wouldn't you make the argument that we have just as clear of a path to Fernando Mendoza as some of the other teams that we're talking about?
Yeah, that fair, but like, it's also... I think my biggest concern about bringing Kevin back for next year, you know me, I'm more on fire Barry train, fire Dee Podesta, fire the head analytics nerd. I'm so sick of 100% of analytics. I'm at 75% of it, yeah. And I want 100% of football.
I did like you talking to the guys in the corner as we're at Harry Buffalo there, and I heard you're like, I just want to fire the analytics
nerds. Just find two of the nerds.
Like,
you don't have to fire all of them.
It.
It's a very valid job they have. Fire the two head analytics nerds.
And then stuff them in a locker when we're done with it, guys.
Absolutely. And have John Dorsey do it.
Yeah.
Butt naked. However, sorry, was that last part too much?
That became a kink.
However,
that became a kink.
Whatever he's into, as long as he can make the right pick. However,
we don't care how he gets there.
Yeah, I mean, your process is your process.
All
if you get the results.
Have processes, yes. Am I right?
Yeah. I almost said Henry Fonda. Henry Ford took a walk every day. and I think Henry Fonda did too.
Might have. It's good for the body.
Probably should have.
Good for the soul.
My best inspa comes when I'm walking. However, what are we talking about? Kevin Stefanski. I can understand if through 6 years he would welcome it. He's not Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel wakes up every morning praying, please God, let it be today. That's not where he is, but I can understand if it was. Where's Stefanski if he's
So does he wake up that way because he... Here's the one thing I might concede on this point and this point alone. He might not like being the front office's puppet. That part might be wearing on him. Not only the idea that they just send him out there to do all the press conferences and everything like that, but it does not feel like Kevin Stefanski's had a big say in a lot of the decisions that have gone around here. It feels more like he's kind of along for the ride. And if you're Stefanski, maybe you get to a different spot and maybe you get to actually voice some of your opinions.
Well, it's that, and he's sick of being the fall guy for it.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a collective, the whole thing. But he's still, at the end of it, though, he had 6 years in being a head coach in the NFL. Like that, you can't ask for much more than that.
No. We agree, but I can also understand if Kevin says, all right, as a head coach, but did I really get a fair shake? Right? Did everything else here...
Yeah, but I just tend to think after 6 years, even if you didn't get a fair shake, in many respects, if you didn't get a fair shake, good coaches or great coaches, you can win more than he's won in 6 years.
Oh, I think everything...
Like, he found out his answer.
I think everything you and I are saying is true.
Yeah.
But if I'm Kevin, I also think, well, it's a quarterback league. You give me a good quarterback and I'll win
some
games.
Brian Callahan, for instance, probably goes to bed at night being like, did I really find out if I could be a head coach or not? I got a year and a half. Like, did I really find out if I could do that? Stefanski can't go to bed at night wondering that.
You think
he got a chance?
You think Bill then comes in the room and says, "You sucked.
Yeah,
thanks for tanking my career, jerk.
You're obviously not good at this.
I was better at being. I coached in a Super Bowl. I sired you, and you couldn't even get to 7 wins.
Well, he coached in a Super Bowl too with the Bengals.
Okay, but he wasn't the head coach.
You're right. He's going to go ahead and be mean about it and be like, "I wish I never had a son."
Yeah. And they'd be like, I wish your name was Brianna, not Brian.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nuts?
And then that's a plot of a movie.
No, that's just me.
It's like Reverse Big.
Reverse Big.
Unborn. Ooh, that's a great Halloween movie.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it is.
No, it's not.
It's a failed NFL head coach
uh-huh.
who his son's more of a failure as an NFL head coach. And then he goes to like one of those genies, like the things, and he goes, I wish my son was never born. And then he wakes up and he's not born.
And he's not born.
And then the rest of the movie is him just missing his son and finding a way for his son to be born again.
All right, Russillo. Okay.
Sorry, you can't see the $100 million franchise right in front of you.
Yeah, I always miss it, and then they get created, and I'm just like, jeez, I really like, missed
it
out
was
on that.
All over it.
Oh, you had it the whole time.
Son of a flip flop. The name.
Son of a flip flop.
I don't know where it's going there. We might. We are having fun. The Browns' next chance to find their own Baker Mayfield in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, Drive. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, live from the Harry Buffalo in Lakewood. I feel like such a nicer person now that I've had my wings and my jalapeno poppers. I didn't eat lunch today because your boy realized he had a rip in his jeans.
Mm.
And it was a place you can't hide a rip.
Okay.
And I didn't know how much coverage I was going to get from this table.
Wait, front part or back part?
Front part.
Okay.
And yeah, I was driving in my car this morning, and I was like, it sure is breezy. And then I looked down, and I saw part of myself.
So you're wearing the pants you still have the rip in?
No. I had to go buy new pants.
Oh, that's impressive.
And then I, on the way to work today, and then I found this really nice hoodie, and it's super comfortable, and it's got it's a flannel hoodie.
You got some jeans and everything?
And but they're tight. We're like working them in. Don't give me that look, Mac.
I assume you didn't want to like just, you know, you couldn't put them on beforehand?
No. Well, no, I mean, I did.
Too much in the hurry-up offense?
I got dressed at a JCPenney.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But the problem is, you know, the first couple hours you're wearing new jeans.
Yeah.
I mean, you're breaking them in.
Yeah, you got to break them in. It's like a glove.
I've been breaking them in.
It's like a glove.
And so I'm doing like a wiggle thing in the chair. We're just trying to get comfortable. My point is, you're welcome that nobody had to see vital parts of my anatomy today because I was an adult and I actually went and got new jeans.
What's that look like when you look down and then you're like, shoot, I guess I got to make a stop at the JCPenney?
They can't literally see it, so you want me to paint a word picture
for
it?
I want to know what your mind is going through. I've never had this happen. I just want to know what your mind is going through. You're like, ah, guess I got to stop at the JCPenney now.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly how it went, yeah.
Well, you had enough time allotted to even do that to begin with is impressive enough, but then also, it's just, I guess I've never gone through that.
So, the other part of the story is, I have no idea where my other jeans are.
I assumed you threw them out at the JCPenney.
No. I know where those are.
Okay.
And they're in the back of Vanessa's car.
Okay.
Because I didn't have a place to throw them out at. But, I have three other pair of jeans.
Okay.
But, because I live in a house with four women, I don't know where half of my clothes are.
Yeah, okay.
Like I just keep buying new clothes because I know they're somewhere. They're not in the laundry room. They're not in my room. That's not true because they could be under a pile. Vanessa has like three piles of clothes that have piled up places,
mm-hmm.
And I just know if I start looking there, man, I'm not gonna stop. And I'm just gonna. I'm gonna find like hidden treasure troves of clothes. So I just go. I just bought new jeans.
That's like you go shopping again.
But the problem
is shopping at your house.
It's getting really expensive.
Yeah, I know. I imagine. Yeah. Jeans aren't cheap. What'd you pay for those jeans?
They're $54 jeans.
Yeah, jeans aren't cheap.
Now, I bought a second pair. They were half off.
It was like a buy one, get one half off deal? Or
it sure was.
Yeah. Why do jeans always come in deals like that? I never understood that either.
Well, I think it's so they buy more jeans.
I mean, they always come as if it's like it's like packs of deodorant come in too. Like why are jeans in the same category as that?
Well, the deodorant's like banded together. These they band you together financially.
They basically by doing the buy one get one half off. They're basically banding them together.
Yeah, like well now I only paid like. $35.
Has anyone in the history of time ever looked at a buy one, get the second half off, and just kind of only bought the first, and that's it?
I have.
Yeah, it's impossible for me.
Back when I couldn't afford things. And I would just be so pissed. I'd be like, I really wanted to get one half off.
That's the discount.
I'm living high on the hog now where I'm like, oh, I'm buying the second one.
Mm.
I'm getting that half off, baby.
Yeah, congratulations to you.
Mm. I almost had half off on those jeans today. By the way, Vanessa's response was just wear them. I was like, you want to see this. Nobody else wants to see this.
How long would it take? I don't know that anyone would have noticed.
It had gotten to a point where it'd be pretty hard not to notice it.
Really? That big, huh? But you're also
easy there. Easy there.
Now.
Yes, the rip was
apparently
that big.
Everyone in the station just talks about how well they are or aren't in doubt anyway.
What? Do we have a tracker on that?
The track suits.
Do we have an Excel document on this? Does Bull have one?
No, Lima earlier today had made the joke about the jumpsuit. You could basically see everything, and then had commented that he wasn't very well endowed.
Oh.
I said it's a bold play for 6:10 in the morning to just throw that out there for everyone.
Yeah, he's married now.
He wanted to make sure everyone knew.
He's married now.
Want to make sure people weren't looking at the lines.
Maybe he's going on Halloween as somebody who's not that well equipped.
Well, I hope for him it's just a one day event.
I don't know. I don't know what people are into.
It's a real scare.
Oh, we got Josh Donaldson here, so who the hell knows?
It's a real scare for his wife if that's the Halloween play that he has.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
216-474-0092. Just going to put a pin in that conversation right there. All right. Everybody now seems to, now that Daniel Jones looks like the new Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold was the new Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield was the new Geno Smith. We've now done enough of this with quarterbacks going elsewhere and having a resurgence after previously being named a bust.
Yeah.
That everyone's looking for their next Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, what have you.
Yeah.
Mac Jones is a popular choice, right?
Yeah. He's going to get the start again this week, by the way. They just announced that about an hour ago, although he did not have a good game last week.
Yeah. And then, but every time we say, hey, Mac Jones, could he be your veteran next year? Browns fans unilaterally go, eh.
Oh, I'm not thrilled with that prospect.
Yeah, yeah. No. And by the way, you shouldn't be. But I think we found a worse option to be the Browns' version of Baker Mayfield, and it was via Daniel Jeremiah, the NFL Network, when he appeared on the Rich Eisen show. This, I would say, it's an interesting name. I don't know it's a good name.
Okay.
I would say let's see how this plays out with the rest of this quarterback class. We'll see where they're picking. And then at that point in time, you're either laying the groundwork, you know, more foundational pieces for when that quarterback comes. You've got a chance to build up that offensive line. You've got a chance to add some weapons. You know, that would be kind of the place that I would go, is instead of reaching for a quarterback, I would try and lay more foundation there. And then maybe you take your shot on one of these reclamation projects, you know, that are out there. I think I've told you this before, Rich, but like, yeah, maybe it's because I know him and I've been close to him because Coach Harbaugh and Joe Ortiz brought him on board. But I haven't given up on Trey Lance, and maybe I'm on an island there. But that's a guy who was picked up there for a reason. The only knock on him was he didn't play. He didn't play a lot. Didn't have a lot of experience, and he was raw. But he's big. He's athletic. He's got a huge arm. He's smart. He's high character. To me, and rather than reach for a quarterback you might like, not love, I'd rather continue to build up the foundation in this draft and then take a flyer on someone like that.
All right. One, does anybody notice that Daniel Jeremiah is starting to sound like Sean McVay or John Gruden?
Oh, not nasally enough for Sean McVay. Oh,
no, I just meant in the speech pattern. It's like football guys are all, it's like the monster from Stranger Things season 3 where they all just get into like a big spider-like monster.
No, Sean McVay always sounds like he just took some C2.
No, it's more like it, but it's a cadence. It's like, it's the I'll tell you what, that kind of thing. That wasn't good. I know, because my Gruden sounds like a Ditka. Yeah, you have to listen back to that. However.
Right. Yeah, maybe I will.
All right. I can kind of buy that a Mac Jones resurgence might be possible, because I never thought I think the Patriots failed him, and then that just cascaded into him having a couple lost years.
And he did make a Pro Bowl, by the way. Not that that means the world. He did accomplish things. And I think there is a through line with a lot of the quarterbacks that we're discussing. Like, Baker Mayfield accomplished things in Cleveland. He did things. He was a good quarterback. And I think the through line with a lot of the reclamation projects that exist, even Daniel Jones had flashes, had moments where you're like, okay, there's something.
That one good year.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And so, I think you need to see that before you can start saying, all right, these guys are going to turn around and be something while having zero evidence of it.
Yeah, I mean, so it was kind of like the Kenny Pickett idea. What probably enraged me the most about Kenny Pickett as their reclamation project is they didn't have a better option besides Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. If it was Kenny Pickett and Kirk Cousins, and I know Kirk isn't playing well now, I might have gone, okay, I can buy more into this because your failsafe is Kirk Cousins. Your failsafes were Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel, and here we are.
Yeah.
I don't mind if Trey Lance is like your plucky upstart backup who can challenge for the starting job.
Which is what he is in Los Angeles right now.
Well, but he can't challenge.
Not challenging for
the job,
but he's like that plucky backup. Well, Harbaugh's going to just kind of, have him hang out and see if he can get better. Although I don't know really what the end game is unless Herbert just gets injured and then he can just come in and maybe be serviceable.
I just think it's crazy with Lance. It's like, this guy had 17 starts in college, which is well below the previous number of 25 career starts. But now, I mean, teams want 30 starts.
Let's tag this out a little bit. And this is where maybe I think there might be something with Trey Lance. First off, the idea that he's younger than Bo Nix. He's younger than Michael Penix. Like, he's only 25 years old. He's younger than Tyler Shuck. Like, mm-hmm. he still has some youth to him. But you mentioned the lack of starts in college. You know how many passes he threw in high school? It's going to blow your mind. It's an insane number.
17.
99.
Okay, that's not enough.
In all of high school, he threw 99 passes. And then you mentioned the 17 games he had in college. The numbers are bananas at the FCS level. But it's between high school and college, you played collectively like 23 games. such a short number of games. And then in the NFL, it's not like you've seen the field for anything more than four in San Francisco.
He's got five starts
in
13
games. Yeah.
But I think my point is, like, all those other guys had played so much football. Daniel Jones, multi-year starter. Mac Jones, multi-year starter. Baker, multi-year starter, and played at two different colleges. Like they had a threshold of quarterback play. Mm-hmm. It was about, can you get a coach that believes in them and then just says, hey, what do you like to do? What do you feel comfortable doing? And actually doing that. With Trey Lance, has he played enough football to know?
Yeah, that's my big question. I don't know that he has, but also then, isn't that kind of wild that he's made $35 million in his career based off of...
It's good to be the number three pick.
Based off of so few actual passes in life?
So it is, but I think this is the trick question. In baseball, this happens all the time. The Guardians have a couple guys where they just haven't fit what they've wanted to do. And so they've gotten these truncated sample sizes, and then they get run out of town. Gio Urshela, Jesus Aguilar, the first run on Nolan Jones. Mm-hmm. And so then you prematurely run them out.
Ernie Clement, and
with each one of those guys, and not Ernie Clement, but with Aguilar and Urshela, I remember thinking, if they just go and play every day for a year, year and a half, I think they'll figure it out. Because they've got something. But they just don't have something you need right now because it's not immediate. I think the problem with Trey Lance is he needs the thing that you don't get in the NFL, which is he needs to start for 2 years in a place where there's no expectations, where there's a good enough ecosystem to help him like actually have a chance to succeed, and he can just play no matter how good he is.
Okay, but the hard part about that is that he's got to showcase to somebody that he is better than what he was in San Francisco. And maybe Harbaugh has gotten him to that spot. Harbaugh's great with quarterbacks, obviously.
People remember that damn preseason game. I know it's silly, but people still talk about that.
Well, but think about how bad he was in practices in San Francisco. He got 4 games, and obviously the very famous, takeaway was the idea that Shanahan's dad came to one of the practices and was like, Brock Purdy's better than him. What are you guys doing? After they just spent 3 first-round picks on getting Trey Lance, and he's like, no, Brock Purdy's the better quarterback. But Brock Purdy at that point was behind Garoppolo. He was behind, and maybe this is just some obviously them rewriting history in a nice way, but he was behind Trey Lance. He was behind Garoppolo, and they're like, it's so obvious Purdy is better. And so I don't know. Maybe it just always was going to end this way with Trey Lance anyway.
Can I tell you why I don't? Okay, can I tell you the scenario in which I actually would do this?
Okay.
If it wasn't a system head coach. Because I think it's fair to say, with Deshaun Watson, when Deshaun came here, do I think he was a broken human? Yes, very likely.
Mm-hmm.
Do I also think that it did him no favors to play in a system that Kevin Stefanski felt comfortable in that Deshaun didn't? 100%. So I can understand if Trey just didn't fit the system they wanted to run in San Francisco, whether it was terminology, whether it was just the simplicity of what they want quarterbacks to do. Again, shut up and throw the ball.
Yeah.
I could see, like, and not this head coach, but like a Bill O'Brien who says, I'm going to build this offense around what you do well, and we'll see where you go from there.
What he needs,
I just don't think that's Cleveland with Kevin Stefanski.
I don't think it is either. What he needs is something like what Spencer Rattler just got offered this year with the Saints. That's honestly what he needs, and I don't know that he's going to get that break. I really don't. Harbaugh would have to do a lot of selling on his behalf, but it seems like right now Harbaugh really likes him as a backup, and it just is what it is.
Yeah, but I think, again, I think 8 games isn't enough.
I like the premise that you're throwing out. I mean, 6'4". We know the arm that he does offer up. Like, there is a lot there. It's just how it ended in San Francisco and being beaten out on the practice field by Brock Purdy consistently is just staying in my brain.
You heard the name there from Daniel Jeremiah. Is Trey Lance our potential Baker Mayfield, our reclamation project? And there's another thing that he said there. That Daniel Jeremiah did. I understand the premise. It's very hard to be that patient in football, and certainly here in Cleveland. We'll tell you what that is in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We got Daryl Ryder. I bet you he loves Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm basically setting up to fail because if he craps on it, I'm going to just ream him in 20 minutes.
Daryl went to a Halloween costume party last weekend, so I think he's going to be in the pro Halloween camp, right?
He better be, because if he goes full Mad Dog Russo, I will make fun of him.
I mean, who could hate Halloween? Let's be honest. Who could honestly
Chris
hate
Mad
Halloween?
Dog Russo?
He's the only one I can think of, and it's such a out there take that I'm just convinced he just did it for TV.
Now, one of the things we just played Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network. He was on Rich Eisen show talking about the Browns should take the long route. They should focus on other needs, build a foundation, and take a flyer on a reclamation project like a Trey Lance. Now, we dealt with the problematic part of this, which is Trey Lance has a combined 22 starts between college and the pros. And as you pointed out, he threw 99 passes in high school as well.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's just like there is like a certain amount of football that you have to play, and you can't shortcut that. So you got to find those starts in the NFL, and that's going to take a butt ton of patience. The idea, though, of build the foundation and then find the quarterback later, is there a perfect time to find a franchise quarterback? Because I think Daniel's espousing some magical moment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It doesn't usually conspire or reveal itself in the NFL.
Well, it's also, yeah, it's built on the premise that you will find the quarterback as if you could just do it in the snap of the fingers. And yes. As every Browns fan listening right now understands, that's not how this works.
Correct.
I think that's probably why a Browns fan, if anyone, is best equipped to handle and to do a conversation like this. It's because everyone here comes with the idea that you can't just snap your fingers and make it all come together. It doesn't really work that way.
Yeah, and like, listen, if you could tell me you had the number 2 pick in this year's draft, so Mendoza goes 1 to the Saints, you get the number 2 pick, and then maybe, maybe the number 18 pick, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you get the wide receiver at 18 and get like a Reuben Bain with a number 2 pick. Okay, but you haven't really addressed the thing that you need. And by the way, I'd feel different if there was a veteran quarterback this offseason that made you think. Like, Tua might be available, but that's not going to make you think good things. And he can't play in cold weather. Wrong place to play.
Yeah.
There's no other veteran quarterback that might shake free as of right. You want Geno Smith after he's flushed out of Vegas?
No, we've talked about all sorts of like random quarterbacks like Kyler Murray, guys like that.
Like Jones.
No one great is going to pop up.
So I just, like, listen, if you're not in a position to take a quarterback, we are all in agreement, don't force it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... But forcing it is relative. Like, people thought the Broncos were forcing it with Bo Nix, that he just happened to fit exactly what Sean Payton wants.
Yeah.
I also, by the way, I think if... I love the comparison for Fernando Mendoza that he's Matt Ryan. If he is...
Hey, Matt Ryan won a league MVP.
Yes, exactly.
We just need to not speak of Matt Ryan as if he was some sort of... I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm just saying in general, though. Like, I think people hear Matt Ryan,
yep,
and they might as well hear Kirk Cousins.
I agree,
and
that's just 100%. Not true. Well, but like, and oh, by the way, Mendoza fits
also,
what I think
Matt Ryan had him in a Super Bowl up 28-3 in the same year that he won league MVP. Like, if you're telling me I have a quarterback that can take you to a Super Bowl while winning league MVP, who's saying that's a bad thing?
Well, and I think, like, forcing it is relative, I think, is maybe the point I'm making. If Mendoza's there and he's your Matt Ryan, I don't know you're going to win a Super Bowl with that, but could you go on a 10-year run of winning, which is what you need to be right now?
Mm-hmm.
100%. Like, what you really just... When I think of forcing it, I think of a guy who has very little chance of making it and who's likely to be a bust. And so that there's a couple factors that go into it.
Yeah.
But, like, Kenny Pickett was a force-it quarterback with a 20th pick. If he had been taken with the 48th pick, it wouldn't have been a forceit pick.
Let me tell you what I heard earlier today from people that would that do this. They told me that they expect 8 quarterbacks, Nick, to go in the first 2 rounds. The expectation as of right now, like if you were to do the NFL draft tomorrow, the expectation is that there'd be about 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round and about 3 in the second round, about 8 between the first 2 rounds. There's going to be a bunch of different quarterbacks that are taken.
So it's different from 2018 because Sam Darnold had franchise quarterback written all over him. I think people looked at Josh Allen as a project,
But there will be people that sign up for the Josh Allen project, yes, of it all. That look at someone and say, and in many ways, I think this is what they thought with Trey Lance. We talked about a lot of Trey Lance. Trey Lance was taken because of Josh Allen, yep, and the success of Josh Allen.
100%. But I just, like, okay, build the foundation. Cool. You're not guaranteed anything in the future that you're going to be in a position to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think we oversimplify. You only draft a quarterback in the top 10 if they're going to be a franchise quarterback. If they can be a top 12, top 13 quarterback, you should look at that as a massive success if you're Cleveland, because you're just trying to get to the stabilized point of trying to win consecutive years. Which, we'll worry about winning championships, yeah, 5 years
from
now. But
it's funny when you say it, because that's exactly what Baker Mayfield was offering up, and, yep, and the Browns decided to shake their head and say no thank you. In the AFC North, where you have Lamar, Joe Burrow, and at the time Ben Roethlisberger, they're like, you have to have an elite quarterback. You have to have a top 5. And it's just not how you need to operate or think at this point. But I don't know if the Browns have learned their lesson from that. I don't know.
Now, speaking of learning lessons, Andy Baskin today, it's Halloween, Andy Baskin bestowed some, I would say, age-old wisdom on listeners earlier today on Baskin and Phelps.
Now, I saw this morning, and I never realized it until I saw Mackenzie jump in on this, too. Candy corn, good or bad. And then I never realized why candy corn was called candy corn until today.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Why? I don't.
It's because of how it's shaped. It's shaped like corn kernels.
Right.
Ooh. Right.
And if you stack it up.
Right.
It actually looks like an ear of corn.
An ear of corn.
I never once.
Really?
I never thought about it. And two, I saw it, and someone had stacked them up, and I was like, wow, I never realized that.
All right, Dan wins that whole segment.
I mean, that was very nice of Dan. Like,
Midwest,
I mean,
nice.
How did you live life this long?
I just also like the McKenzie, you can get in on this one as well.
Well, do you think that means
need a quorum here?
Did he think McKenzie wouldn't know and that was going to be like supporting his case?
Okay. No, I think he really wanted to have a conversation on whether anyone knew about candy corn or not. I think there was a fact-finding mission.
To be fair, I thought he was going to go somewhere like a long story of the root of it or something. Not that it literally looks like corn, no dip. Like, what?
You thought right. Something in-depth
for
was going
to sure.
Happen here.
Yeah, I was like, oh, enlighten me. I'd love to hear this, you know?
Like,
and then he's
that,
like,
no
it
dip.
Looks like corn. Well, yeah.
All right, somebody needs to send this directly to Andy Baskin, because this McKenzie versus Baskin is the feud that I need.
She makes a good point, though. It's kind of like if Baskin was like, hey, did you guys... You guys know we ever landed on the moon? And then you're like, yeah, all right, what else you got off this? What other fun fact you got? Yeah, so they landed on the moon. It's like, can you give me something more than that? Where's the payoff here?
Guys, I found this new drink. It's called beer. And yeah. Have you ever heard of alcohol before?
Yeah, no, have you heard of an IPA?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What else we have off
it's,
this?
It's fruit in a beer. It's a fruit beer.
It's a fruit beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Groundbreaking
stuff.
People tell me they've been around for a while, but I just thought that was a rumor.
What a space cadet moment, man. I love Baskin, but what a space cadet moment.
I mean,
moment.
Listen,
we all have them.
We are Team Baskin. We are Team Baskin Phelps. We love Andy and Jeff. The only regret that I have is that Jeff is in Seattle visiting family, and Jeff wasn't there.
Jeff's reaction would have been great.
To just... Because here's the thing. You and I would have walked in to the Cold War.
Yeah.
There are times... Like, Andy and Jeff...
They're bickering more and more these days.
They are.
They're really going after
it. And when they actually fight, you can tell when it's a radio fight and when it's a real fight. On air, you can't. But I know when we walk into the studio... And it's just like, oh, it's 12 degrees colder in here. What's going on here?
Yeah, something happened.
Candy corn would have made it 30 degrees colder.
I just love the idea of Baskin being like, I'm going to go for it here. I'm going to bring up this. Where do you think he saw that? You think Facebook was the breaking ground for Baskin on this one?
I really hope he's not learning
things
on Facebook.
It's got to be a Facebook post.
It's
the only place that would author that up and be like, whoa, groundbreaking.
I like that we're in like on social media. It's like, you know, the moon landing was fake. You know, the government secretly run by tortoises. And then Andy's Facebook is candy corn. you guys want to really blow your mind a little bit?
Let me blow your mind on this Halloween.
Like, move over, Red Hat. Tweets like we got candy corn, boys.
I hate how Facebook's got to the point where it's given me such useless knowledge that isn't even close to knowledge. I don't even want to fact check it anymore.
I think you just described all social media.
Like earlier today, it was like Simon Cowell says he won't give any of his $600 million inheritance to his son, and I was like, oh geez, I didn't. And I was like, I'm not even gonna fact check if this is true or not.
Yeah,
this is a dumb story.
Well, I just like to assume that if Facebook tells me Simon Cowell's secretly a jag. I'd be like, there's nothing. It's like candy corn. There's no secret here. We all kind of figured that he's a jag.
Wait, it wasn't a bit? No. American Idol wasn't a
no.
bit?
No, he's really just a rude Englishman. Daryl Ryder talks candy corn. And Trey Lance in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.